Arthur Busby and Kevin Hubble are neighbors in New Orleans East, these days living in FEMA trailers on their street. We last spoke with them in Arthur Busby's tiny trailer in January after watching President Bush's State of the Union address. We got them on the line yesterday to find out if they're still living in those trailers. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
So why don't we just begin with you, Arthur Busby, still in that trailer?
Yes, I am.
And Kevin Hubble?
Yes, I'm still in my trailer.
Now, these trailers, they're pretty small.
Yeah, they are small. Four of us and ours.
Four of you. There's you, your wife, who we met.
And we have two sons, 9 and 5.
How are you holding up?
As a family, we're doing okay. You know, it's like my marriage hasn't broken up. Although we are under a lot of stress. My wife and I still work. But, you know, there's also the pressure and stress of rebuilding our home.
And Kevin, I understand you just came back from Home Depot.
I went and got a load of sheetrock. I had to go to 3 different places. One place was sold out, another place, it rained yesterday, and all of this stock had gotten wet. And, you know, you discover that after waiting in line for an hour. It's just frustrating, Renee. It's frustrating. At least for me, anyway. I don't know. Office seems to be holding up very well.
Well, right now, my house is a little better than Kevin's because I'm almost done. It'll probably be another month. I've got my drywall back up. I got my floors in. Once I replace my windows, I can then move it back into my house and FEMA can come and get the trailer. They can come and get it. It'll probably take a year for them to come and get it, but they can come and get it. I'm just at wit's end with this trailer.
When we last visited you, your two families were among the very few who'd come back to that neighborhood. It was dark, felt abandoned. Have more families returned by now?
Oh, yes. Most of the families, with the exception of, I guess, 2 or 3, Kevin.
Yeah, that's
about right. Some people have trailers in the backyard, some have them in the front yard, so it's quite a few people. We're coming along pretty well. It's just that the trailers are so small that they're very uncomfortable. I've been in there since December. They have yet to hook up electricity to the trailer. I have electricity in my house, so that's how I have electricity in the trailer.
You kind of rigged it up yourself?
Well, what happens is when the air condition cuts on, and I have if I accidentally cut on the microwave, then it blows the circuit breaker. So then I have to go out and either cut the air conditioner off or cut the microwave off. Both of them cannot be on at the same time.
Yeah, but, and I imagine it's getting hotter there in New Orleans about now.
Last week, we had a few days in the 90s, so it was terrible a few days.
Well, good luck to both of you, and take care and goodbye.
Hey, goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Arthur Busby and Kevin Hubble are neighbors on Edge Lake Court in New Orleans East.